Moncrief on News Talk.
Tech giant Apple will mark their 50th anniversary this Wednesday. The company went from a garage startup to a more than $3.5 trillion powerhouse. But what impact has it had on Cork industry? I'm joined on the line now by John Dolan, journalist with The Examiner and The Echo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why Cork, bar all the reasons that Cork people will tell you why it's the most ideal location ever, but why was it on Steve Jobs' hit list?
Well, I mean, the simple answer is a hard-nosed business. I mean, it's interesting because if you go back over 100 years, Henry Ford famously opened his Ford factory, his first one outside the US, in Cork. But that was a very sentimental decision. You know, even though Henry Ford was the, you know, archetypal hard-nosed businessman, he was driven by sentimentality. This decision, you know, some 40 years later, 50 years later or so, by Apple, was completely business-related. You know, they opened 50 years ago this week, and within 4 years, they've got 6 sites in the US, 1,000 employees, and now they're looking internationally. And where do they look? They decide to go to Ireland and to go to Cork. And the reasons are, you know, I think interestingly, at the Apple launch in Cork in 1980, Steve Jobs was there and he actually said, yeah, one of the things he's interested in was the fact that nearly half the population of Ireland at the time was under 25. It was a young country. Because of the education system which had been in place for a decade or so, by then, there were these young, well-educated and people desperate for good, secure jobs in the electronics industry, as it was called at the time as well. It wasn't tech, it was electronics. And there was a ready market of people waiting there. And interestingly, when the Cork site opened in 1980, of the 60 employees, 59 were Irish. You know, and these were people that were eager for the jobs, you know, heavy manufacturing, the Ford and Dunlops down in the marina. They were beginning to come to the end of their time. They closed within a few years. And it was that, you know, it was the fact that, you know, of all the places in the world outside America, Steve Jobs decided on Cork, and it was purely business. And it still is to this day, I would suggest.
Of all the gin joints in all the world and all that, where was Apple at in its story when the Cork site opened?
Well, yeah, it was, you know, it was 4 years old. Steve Jobs was 20 when it was founded by 3 fellas in a garage in America. And, you know, famously, I think Hewlett-Packard turned down their personal computer that the 3 guys had designed, and they decided to go it alone. And, you know, there we go. That was history made. And yeah, they've been going for 4 years, as I say, but they were looking internationally. I mean, it's an extraordinary when you look back how advanced, you know, the Apple and its people were and how quick they were. And it's interesting when you look back to 1980 in Ireland, you know, you can imagine some grey and very male, dusty boardrooms, you know, spluttering in shock, you know, chewing on the cigars in shock, because Apple came along. And they in August 1980, they said, we're going to open a site in Cork. Within days, they had people on the ground sorting out the logistics. And within 3 months, they'd opened the site. And, you know, the Examiner of the day, the Cork Examiner, as it was at the time of the day, was just amazed that business could happen so quickly. And literally the day they opened, Apple were already talking about expanding the size of square foot from 42,000, doubling that within a year, and increasing the number of employees from 60 to 250 within a year. So, you know, they were ahead of the, you know, they were so advanced and ahead of the game. And I can just imagine some of the boardrooms at the time in Ireland, and indeed, you know, in other places in Europe, just being shocked that, you know, the brash Yanks, look at what they're doing. You know, they obviously had ambition and a dream, but my God, you know, they were so quick off the mark. And it's extraordinary, yeah. I mean, this company came along and it was going to change the landscape of industry in Ireland.
Well, I was going to say, you talk about that reaction of amazement. Was there scepticism as well as to whether, you know, we're talking about, we're 50 years down the line here, and it's, as we said, yeah, more than $3.5 trillion. I can't even fathom that amount of money. Like, the legacy is huge and withstanding, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, some of the things that, you know, when Apple came in 1980, not only the quick turnaround was what shocked the business community here as well, but the fact that Steve Jobs came along at the launch in Cork and he said, we don't want our staff clocking in. This was 1980. You know, everybody clocked in 1980. Mm. There was a distrust of workers by management, wasn't there? And Steve Jobs came along and says, you know, we trust our staff. He did vaguely, threateningly add, you know, but we expect a lot of them in return. And I'm sure he did. But, you know, and he also said, we want to introduce profit sharing. We have profit sharing in America. We're going to introduce it in Cork as soon as we can. And again, profit sharing, I'm sure lots of people in Ireland were going, oh my, you know, what on earth is going on? So I'd say there was, you know, I would say there was skepticism. I'd say a lot of people thought, oh, here's the Americans, Johnny come latelys. They think they've got, you know, the future world of business sewn up. And I can imagine some of those young people who started work at Apple there in 1980, I bet some of the parents were working, had jobs, you know, good solid jobs at Ford or Dunlop in the marina or good steady jobs in the city. And I bet their parents were saying, yeah, there's no future in computers, son, you know, or daughter, you know, go and do something proper. You don't, you know, but obviously we know now in retrospect how extraordinary, you know, advanced Apple were, you know, and still are to this day. Extraordinary company, really.
Did it have a knock-on effect for other companies coming to invest in Cork, do you think?
I think it did, and in Ireland generally. I mean, I think, you know, the other area, I mean, Apple is this city within a city now in Cork. It's so vast. Mm. But, you know, I think people think of Cork, they think of pharmaceuticals, they think of Pfizer coming along a few years before Apple did. And all of those were huge, you know, indicators. They were huge, you know, you can the waves that spread across the world of business when these large American companies in particular, you know, pharmaceuticals or in Apple's case, in technology came. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and we talk about Cork, obviously down in Cork, we're very proud of the Apple connection to this day. But, you know, it happened in Galway, it happened in Dublin, obviously, it happened everywhere. Else, places that benefited from it. But it wasn't an accident. You know, I think that's important. I think the educated workforce, the incentives that governments gave, successive governments in Ireland gave for decades to bring these companies here, and which they still do now, obviously all of those are very important because it's business at the end of the day. It's not sentimentality. But yeah, it's huge. I mean, Apple was just one of those moves that just shook the world and really kind of, you know, I'd like to think at a time of a struggling recession in 1980 in Ireland, you know, with heavy manufacturing on the way out and people emigrating in large numbers as well, you know, Apple and Pfizer and all these companies, certainly in Cork, you know, they were, you know, shining lights at dark times, I think, and they were always there, and it helped Cork to keep a sense of pride in its identity, because without companies like that, you know, you really do wonder where we would have been in those dark times, I think.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, do you think it saved the city ultimately when you consider the impact it's having now? Like, it's still such a huge component of Cork's economy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it played a huge part in keeping the lights on, if you like, from an employment and industrial sense for many years when heavy manufacturing closed. I mean, 1984 in Cork, you know, we lost Ford and we lost Dunlop, you know, and, you know, there were other areas in the shipyards as well that were closing. It was a huge, you know, hugely disruptive time for industry. And it was so important that, you know, as technology advanced and as computers became more and more common, that we had this, you know, the biggest technology company in the world based in Cork. And, you know, the 6,000 there now, it's extraordinary, isn't it? You know, how it's just multiplied and multiplied, and it's the European HQ to this day in Cork. I just think the importance of it psychologically, as much as financially, it definitely was just a huge, huge part of Cork's story for the last 50 years. Yeah.
John Dolan, journalist with The Examiner and The Echo, thank you so much for that. A history of Cork. I love it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.